home.
Okay. Yeah.
And started teaching.
Yeah, at here in Michigan City, right?
Yep.
Where did you work first?
Well, at Elston Junior High School, 7th, 8th grade science. I remember Mr. Knapp was the superintendent, and I just got home in February, and he called me about a week later, wanted to know if I would like to come in and substitute teach. I said, I sure would. I need something to do. I says, what subject, Mr. Knapp? He says, 7th and 8th grade science. I said, well, I don't have a science license. He says, that's okay. You come on in. So I remember I went in the first day, and the bell rang, and here came about 35 students. And one student got up and read the bulletin from the principal's office. That was my first day. I didn't know what a homeroom was. Mm-hmm. We didn't have homerooms in Modoc.
I don't imagine.
So one student got up and read the bulletin from the principal's office. Then another student got up and read from the Bible. And then a student got up and led us in the Lord's Prayer. And then another student got up and led the pledge to the flag.
Mm-hmm.
And about that time then, the bell rang. They left. Well, bell rang. Here come another 35 students. This was 9 o'clock now.
Mm-hmm.
And I introduced myself. And they said, we're going to the assembly. Okay, where is it? Right across from the hall here. I said, okay, lead the way. So we went to the assembly hall, and Fred Weber, the band instructor, gave a band concert for an hour, and I thought it was the best music I'd ever heard in my life. And so at the end of the concert, I went back to the classroom, bell rang, nobody showed up. I found out that was my preparation hour. Here it is, it's 10 o'clock, and I haven't taught a class yet. I thought, boy, only in America. And I'm getting paid for this.
Not bad.
So then the next hour, the bell rang and 35 students showed up, and I got to teach my first science lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And the chapter in the book was talking about the atomic bomb. The book called it The Atomic Theory. Mm-hmm. It was an old book.
Mm-hmm.
It was a theory.
Yeah.
Not actual.
Right.
I got to tell the class about Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And that was the start of my teaching.